بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the virtues of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some adhkar that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prescribed, that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are doing at the moment. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna fuqara al-muhajirin ataw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqalu ذهب أهل الدثور بالدرجات العلا والنعيم المقيم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that the poor muhajirin, they came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, the wealthy people have appropriated, they have got high ranks and they've got eternal bounties. Now imagine, this was the poor people that are coming to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What they came to complain about, they never come to complain that they got no schooling, they got no housing, they got no education, they got no jobs, they got no work. And forget complaining, they were not even objecting to these sort of things as far as the dunya is concerned. It was even far, it's far-fetched to even think that they'll be burning tires and they'll be burning buildings and they'll be toy-toying. But what did they come to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about? That, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that have got wealth, those people that Allah Pak has given them wealth, the wealthy people, they are managing to get high ranks in the akhirat. And they are able to get eternal bounties. In other words, they are able to get the bounties of Jannat. Why? They go on to explain. يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّي وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ. They perform salah like how we perform salah. They fast like how we fast. وَلَهُمْ فَضْلٌ مِّنْ أَمْوَالٍ. But however, they got advantage as far as money is concerned. The advantage that the wealthy people have got. يَحُجُّونَ وَيَعْتَمِرُونَ وَيُجَاهِدُونَ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ. That they are able to make Hajj, they are able to make Umrah, they are able to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jihad, and they are able to give Sadaqah. We can't do these things because we don't have wealth. Can you imagine the thinking of the poor people of that time? What thinking it was? Akhirat was such a reality in front of them that they came to complain about Akhirat. We're not even complaining about this dunya. That these people have gone ahead, they are beating us, they're winning the race as far as the Akhirat is concerned. That they're able to make Hajj, they're able to make Umrah, they're able to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're able to give Sadaqah. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Now gave them an amal, gave them a zikr that they could make, so they could be ahead. So this was the zikr that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him. فَقَالَ أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمْ شَيْئًا تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ وَتَسْبَقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that, should I not teach you something by which you can reach those that went ahead of you, and you will outshine those that will come after you. So you can do this zikr that I'm giving you, will help you to catch up those that have already overtaken you, and it will help you to outshine, to beat those people that are behind you. So it's such a zikr, it will give you a twofold benefit, that you'll catch up quickly those people, you'll catch up those that are ahead of you, and those that are behind you, you'll still outshine them, you'll beat those people that are behind you. وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلُ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعْتُمْ. And there will be nobody that will be more virtuous than you, except that person that does exactly like what you're doing. Except that person that does the same zikr that I'm going to give you, that person will be like you. So in other words, if you make this azkar, you recite what I'm telling you to recite, you will be ahead, and those people, you'll catch up those that are ahead of you, and you'll outshine those that are behind you, and nobody will be more virtuous than you, except that person that does the exact same zikr that I'm telling you to do. قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. They said, oh certainly Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, please do tell us this. قَالَ تُسَبِّحُونَ وَتَحْمَدُونَ وَتُكَبِّرُونَ خَلْفَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, say Subhanallah, say Alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar 33 times after every salah. After every salah, say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar 33 times. Qala Abu Salih al-Rawi an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. He is a Rawi by the name of Abu Salih, who's narrating from Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Lamma su'ila an kayfiyati dhikri hinna, qala yaqulu Subhanallah. When this Rawi was asked that how should one recite the Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, what manner should he recite it? So now he explains, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wallahu akbar hatta yakuna minhunna kulluhunna 33 muttafaqun alayh. So this narrator, this narawi, he said, recite it like this, Subhanallah walhamdulillah Wallahu Akbar. So read Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar. And read each one like this, or read it like this 33 times, because it's read now one time. Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar. All three are included. Now read that 33 times. This is how this Rawi explained it. So ulama say that there's two methods of reading. One is how we would normally read, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. When he finishes, person finishes with Subhanallah, then he goes on to Alhamdulillah 33 times. When he finishes with that, then he goes on to Allahu Akbar. Preferred method is Allahu Akbar 34 times. So that is one method of reading. The other method is how this Abu Salih Rawi is explaining it, that Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar. And now read this whole thing 33 times. The net effect is the same. Person is still getting Subhanallah 33 times, he's still getting Alhamdulillah 33 times. And because of other ahadith, not this hadith, we are told to read Allahu Akbar 34 times. The effect is still the same thing, whether you read Subhanallah first, then go to Alhamdulillah, then go to Allahu Akbar, or you read it like how the narrator is mentioning here, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, read that 33 times each. So, you'll find that there are three methods of, the two methods of reading this tasbih after salah. Wazada Muslim fi riwayati, in Muslim Sharif, it comes a few words extra. فَرَجَعَ فُقَرَاءَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that the poor muhajirin, after some time, they came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالُوا سَمِعَ إِخْوَانُنَا أَهْلُ أَمْوَالِنَا بِمَا فَعَلْنَا فَفَعَلُوا مِثْلَهُ. They said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our wealthy brothers, they heard of the zikr, and they are also making it now. So now, they are also making the zikr. So this is what they came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the thinking of Sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that thinking. They never concerned them about they didn't have wealth in this world. It didn't matter to them. They only complaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the akhirat. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the virtue given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives it to whomsoever He wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives it to whomsoever He wishes. In other words, this now is nothing that is in our control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to give that person extra, He gave him extra. Nothing we can complain about. But we still got to strive as far as amal is concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of bringing zikr onto our tongues. The zikr is such a thing, once a person brings it onto his tongue, he won't want to waste his time talking about anything. It doesn't matter what people are talking around him, what the topic may be, they may be talking about sports and all, but he won't want to give up that zikr on his tongue. Some of the Buzranuddin, the zikr was so much on their tongue, that if when they went into the toilet now, they just had to hold their tongue, so that I don't make the zikr of Allah Pak by mistakenly in the toilet. The toilet is a place where you don't make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment they come back out, immediately they start with the zikr again. And why should we miss these moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us on this world, so that we can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.